The Gemara in Daf Chasam Beis talks about a person who is mafresh 10 behemoths for his chagiga, if he can be makiv all of them on the, if he can makiv some on the first day, some on the second day. Not going to get into that now, but the Maaseh is mavur in the Gemara that a person can be mafresh 10 separate behemoths for his chagiga. This is based on the din of Teifel. We find in Amud Aleph that a person is able to add as many karbanos as he wants to his karban chagiga. Even though midrash, all you need is one karban, and that's the only chib that you have, but you could add 2, 3, 4, 10, as many behemoths as you want. It all has a shem karban chagiga. And this is, they're all considered chagiga. They can be daichi yantav, just like your ikah chagiga is daichi yantav. These are also daichi yantav. They all get a shem chagiga. Like Rashi says, Amud Aleph, that even though you're only mechuv to being one, but they all are nitvas in the shem chagiga, and they are daichi yantav. And the question is, fact in Nitziv and Hamak Shaila in Shilton and Gimel, how does that work? How do you have a right to add more kabanas to your kamech chagiga? If midrash is already yotze with one, so finish it. Yotze kamech chagiga. How can I add new kabanas and say that these also have a shem of a carbon chagiga? And the Nitziv wants to be mechadish, a gemalik echidish, based on this kasha and other kashas, a yisayd gadol v'nifla that he uses like many, many mitzvahs in the Torah. And the ikar yisayd is that even though the Torah oftentimes gives us a shear for a mitzvah, this is the shear you need for a mitzvah, but that's only a minimum. That's the minimum amount that you have to do to be mekam the mitzvah. But if you want to do more, you want to continue the mitzvah further, you want to do it more and more, that's also becomes a chelik of the mitzvah. It's chal in it, a shem mitzvah, ben lekula, ben lechumra, and it all becomes a chelik of the mitzvah. So l'mashal, he says this, he said, l'gabi lulav. Lulav, the din is, mida agbe nafikbe. The second you pick it up for a rega, you're yaitz in the mitzvah t'ilas lulav. So Pasha says, once you're yaitz in the mitzvah t'ilah, and when you hold it, the rest of the day, there's no kiyam happening. You're ready to mekam the mitzvah, but the mitzvah wants to say that no, the agbe nafikbe, that is the minimum chiyav. You have to pick it up for a second. But if you keep on holding it, every second that you hold it, that's all nimshach. It's mitzvah to the mitzvah, and you're mekam the mitzvah tios lulav. Every second that you hold it throughout the whole day, like the meaning of Anshu Shalim, there's a kiyam the whole day when you're holding your lulav. He says it by shayfer, even though shayfer has a shear of tkiyas that you have to do, there's a certain amount. But if you're meisav al tkiyas, you want to blow more, then that has a shem tkiya as well as part of the mitzvah of tkiya shayfer, and it could even be daichi yamtiv. You could elongate the mitzvah as much as you want. He uses it legabe matzah. Also, the achanim want to say with a pirate matzah as well, even though the chiyah matzah is only because ice, but if you eat more, the more you eat, that's all mitzvah to the mitzvah, becomes part of the mitzvah, and you get tzchar for every achila. It's all part of your achilas matzah as well, even though you're eating more than a kazais. And he uses this legabe many, many mitzvahs, ayin sham and the shiltas, gmaliki aside, that he uses to answer many, many kashas. So Lecharya, that's the pshat over here. That's what he says, that this din of tfela works the same way. Midaraisa, all you need is one karben chagiga. You don't need more than that. But if you add more and you are matfisit with the shem karben chagiga, that all becomes part of your mitzvah, and you could elongate the mitzvah, make it greater than it is, as long as you want, and it all has a shem chagiga, even lakula, even to be daicha yamtev, to be considered a chagiga that is able to be daicha yamtev. That's a gemalik aside from the Nitziv. You could be Magdalene Maisif to the Shir of the Mitzvah. Just end off with one Har and then it's Siv, and that is from the Taisis and Kiddushin and Daf Lamaches. Taisis talks about why don't you say, he brings from the Yerushalmi, that you don't say Asay Dechalos, you say by Matzah. Let's say you have a Matzah Shal Chadash. We don't say that Asay of Matzah is Dechad Alav of Chadash. Why? Because Gezer Kazayas Yishanat to Kazayas Sheni. Taisis says, so fine, the first Kazayas that you have a Mitzvah Bechilas Matzah, and it'll be Dechad the Lav of Chadash. But the second Kazayas is no Mitzvah anymore, you're Yetzah the Mitzvah, and you're being over on the Lav. And therefore, we don't say sedachalas. Say it's very hard to be mitzamtzim. You're only going to eat a kazayas and no more. So when you eat the extra more than a kazayas, you're being mekayim. You're being over in the law without being mekayim the mitzvah. So it's like taisus b'shem the Yerushalmi. Now, lefi the nitziv, if the nitziv is correct, then lechara it shouldn't be a problem. Even the kazayas sheni should be daicha. The more you eat, the more matzah that you eat, is all part of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. You're being mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It should be daicha the law. So why is there a gezeira kazayas rishon out to kazayas sheni? Even the kazayas sheni and shlishi, whatever you eat, is all nitfas and nimshach and mitznaf to the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and it should be able to be daicha the law. And even though it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, not mechuyev to do it, but the pasha says in many achanim, even a mitzvah kiyumis could be daicha law. So from the fact that Taisa says gezeira kazayas rishon out to kazayas sheni, is Lechari Raya connected this is side of the Nitziv. And I found the Stipler Asis Kasha in the Kilis Yaakov on Brachis Simon Vav. He has a whole shtickle about this Yamik Shelo, when you say it and when you don't. And he asks this Kasha from Tyson Kiddushin. He says a Mahalach over there, Ayn Sham and Tim Tzanacha. So he's a Mefalfel in this whole Gavadahiyah side of the Nitziv. Also in Simon Zayn as well, he goes into it more.